This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder how you plan to use this day in your life, or even how you plan to use the next hour in your life. You know, how we use our time says so much about us. Are we just rushing from one thing to the next, trying desperately to get things done before their urgent deadline comes to pass? What do we do with our time? Is it all really defined just by getting the next thing done? Or am I looking at my life and saying, what is really important in my life? And how can I put that in place first in my schedule and then fit the urgent things around that? Because what's important matters more than what is urgent. Just stop and think about that. What is important matters more than what is urgent. Very often the urgent, just taking care of those details that have time pressure on them, is not the really important things in life, is it? Your family is really important. Your relationship with God is really important. God's purpose for you in the lives of people around you in this world, that's really important. These are the things that last forever. But so much of our life is just taken up with focusing on the things that only matter for this moment. Let me read you a few verses that King David wrote in Psalm 39 in the Bible. He says, O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Wow. Let me know my end, and what is the measure of my days, David said. Let me know how fleeting I am. You've made my days a few handbreadths. Well, a handbreadth is your four fingers side by side there. That's the breadth, the width of your hand. He says, my days are just a few handbreadths. That's how you can measure my whole life. And when we put that against all of time and eternity, well, my life is so fleeting, so help me recognize that my life here on earth, these few short days, really, that's not the important thing. The important thing is what I do in these small handbreadths that actually has an impact on my life to come, all of eternity that I'm going to spend. Your lifetime is just this tiny part of what God has in store for you. And dealing with your time wisely is what ensures that you're well prepared for your life in eternity, right? A.W. Tozer once said, how completely satisfying to turn from our limitations to a God who has none. For him, time does not pass, it remains. God is never in a rush. He is always focused on the things that matter, and he wants to help you live your life in that way too. Remember, Moses once prayed, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. And so as you think about this days and all the days in your life, think about how to put your relationship with God first in your days. How then to put your relationships with your family and with the other people that you work with, relationships, and how you impact those people in your life, helping them get their lives focused on what really matters. These are the important things in life. This is what God wants to do with your life. This is why he made you, so that you can be focused on the things that matter. Yes, you still have to take care of those urgent things, paying the bills, meeting deadlines, all of those things. But even how you organize those urgent things changes when you get focused on the things that really matter. How can you refocus your day today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.